chilling with my guy, man. I mean, we go back to like when I was taller than you. What the hell, dog? Justin, what's happening, bro?
It's good to see you.
Likewise, man. It's good to see more than anything that smile on your face.
Thank you.
I mean, the fact is, I'm here to really talk about the young man that you've grown into be that you knew that you were.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome to see the future so bright for you, dog.
Thank you.
I mean, what does it feel like for you to be able to wake up in the morning to smile and know it's a genuine smile?
Yeah, it feels awesome. It takes time to like go through periods where you're just testing the waters and figuring it out, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that you've always, man, had that support system there. And you've always had, I mean, we're talking Asher, we're talking Usher, we're talking, you know, even my man sitting in the corner, Mr. Chester in the room. You know, a lot of people with Scooter that we knew how great you were going to be, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you've been able to reach that now.
I think that, you know, I'm just a human, bro.
Yeah.
I get insecure. I don't know. It's just overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
And you grow up in that and you don't know. I didn't get a template of how I was supposed to do anything.
Never.
I just
was
like there and feeling all this pressure and people pulling me on these different directions. And
but let's not think about that, dude. Let's think about that you were able to, and you are able to learn and to grow and to put that into your music. And people are there. We're still riding with you, dog.
You.
I mean, we have been since day one, man. How has that growth been able to really kind of influence the music now, man? Because, dude,
the music,
what do you mean
man.
Is a banger?
Thank you. Travis Scott kept going on the mic yesterday and saying, yo, this is the best song ever and stuff. And I was just like, man, I don't know about the best song ever, but it's a great song. But no, people are loving it. People are supporting it. And I'm proud of it for sure.
Well, I mean, in the fact of the matter is that, you know, you are writing. You've always written from a genuine place, man. So, you know, to be able to create now and to know that you've grown and that you are, you're a successful young man who does, you know, have a lot of spotlight on you, but you're handling it and you're, you know what I mean? You're moving forward and you're still going out there and you're giving us your all the time, dude. I mean, has that ever been for you an idea that, you know, you were never going to give us your all? Because, I mean, that's who you are. I mean, ever since when you were picking up the guitar and, you know, on the street
I'm
corner.
I'm just really passionate and I'm just like emotional and I put everything into what I love. And I think that shows. And that's what it takes to be
great.
Just great. Yeah. People can sense authenticity. And,
and
with this album and stuff, it really came from the depths of my soul. And I worked so hard. And this is what I love. And this is why I live and breathe. So all that other stuff and all that other nonsense that people focus on is just water under the bridge.
Like, for sure.
We've been there. We've done that. Now let's focus on just like awesome stuff.
So when you were holding on to this record, even the tracks that are going to be coming out in November, dude, you had to sit on them for a while and you had to get the tweaking right. You had to get the production right. What was that burning feeling in your chest, dude, when you were knowing, I'm about to hit the world with some stuff that is going to make a difference, you know, that's really going to make everyone open their eyes and ears and their hearts to who Justin really is?
I wanted to make it completely not about me.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it about everyone else and about inspiring people and about just showing them who I am, not through what I do, because that doesn't define you. What you do doesn't define you, but who you are is, and no one will really truly know who I am because there's a wall up. There's things that I have to,
and it's so understandable.
Remain a mystery to me, but I have to also give them something of just like, this is who I am. This is, and my music is that. And What Do You Mean is just a perfect like startup song.
When you first heard that beat,
the rest
dude.
Of the album is.
I can tell right now, man. It's you want to let us know. I would sit here and pressure you for some exclusives, but I'm not gonna put you in that position. All friends, and I respect the anticipation that I'm feeling that I want to live in that moment. But when you first heard that beat for What Do You Mean, or you first heard those beats for the other tracks, like what you said about your next single, and I don't even want to get into it, but All In It, Bonafide Hit.
Yeah, I have so many songs that I know it's like these are gonna go for sure.
That confidence. What is it like to really be able to live in that confidence?
It feels so awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a cocky confidence. It's just like, I love this. I feel this in my soul and it's awesome. And people around me have really loved it and it's a genuine, I can feel like they're excited about it. It's not like, oh yeah, that's Justin, that's awesome. You're great. Like,
yeah.
I've had those people, but the people that I really care about love it, so that's what I care about.
Dude, where do you go from here, man? I mean, you continue to grow and become better, and it's evident that you're, you know, in an amazing space right now. How do you continue to challenge yourself, I guess, is what I want to ask.
Well, my biggest thing right now that I'm trying to focus on is being consistent.
Word. Yeah.
I think that that's a really important quality to have, just like always showing up and being the same dude.
Yeah.
You know, that you always, and people can count on you. And I'm always all over the place. I'm just like, I got these different mood swings and head spaces that I get in, and I think I just want to get better at that.
How, what headspace were you in when you were writing for this album?
What headspace was I in?
You know, were you able to separate?
I was in a lot of different headspaces.
Yeah.
I started the album 3 years ago, right? So I was in some different headspaces, and but it's awesome because I've looked back at those songs and I've listened to them, and to some extent I want to recut it because I think I could get it better.
Yeah.
But the emotion that I had during that time,
so raw,
put into, it's just like so
vulnerable.
I want to recut it. So,
well, dude, there's so many things that we can talk about, you know, just how we've been fans, how you know, I mean, been homies to this point, man.
Yeah.
And to know that you know, I've been through some stupid stuff myself, and it's just,
yeah,
like, you know what, for people to really just be able to be there to ride for you since day one, it means the most.
Awesome, man.
And when we get who you are on these songs that make us laugh, smile, cry, dance,
I have this huge opportunity to really give the world something special.
Yeah.
And really, like, make people smile. And I want to take advantage of that. And not take advantage of my platform, but take advantage of the fact that I can reach so many people in such an awesome way. So I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep doing what I love. And I'm going to make mistakes. Don't think you're not going to see another thing of Justin Bieber does this, because I'm a human and
that's
I'm
what we
going
do.
To, but
I'm not gonna front. I illegally parked yesterday. That's something that I did.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
But
if it's,
but it's not about
flip
that.
Side, yeah,
it's
if it's
not
on
about
flip
that.
Side.
Are you following me for my mistakes, or are you following me for my success?
Yeah.
And that's where you gotta look in the mirror and say, hey, why am I being judgmental? Why am I doing this? Like, let's make it about what I'm here for, and that's about making music.
Yo, dude. Knowing that you've been able to tap into that part of who you are is the dopest. It's the dopest shit that I've ever in my life.
Really?
See, serious, dog.
Thank you.
Serious, man.
Thank
because
you.
I mean,
there's
I
not
can't
a lot of
follow.
People. I mean, I think with having this success, it's only natural. People say you're great, you're awesome, you're amazing, and then you start saying, "Oh, maybe I am awesome." Maybe
yeah.
And as soon as you do that, people are like, "Oh, you're not that awesome, dude. Chill out, dude." Right. So I'm just trying to find the fine line with knowing my confidence and knowing, like, I'm awesome and you're awesome. We're all awesome. Let's all feel that way, that we're awesome, but not have this cocky confidence about you. Like, I completely just want to get away from that.
It takes a very, very big person to be able to realize that and understand that, and to know that you're at that point right now, man, and it's only going to get better is the coolest damn thing that I could say to a friend. Straight up. End of story.
Thank you.
Seriously, man.
Give me a hug, man.
No, man. This is like, you really got me on some, you know what I mean? You're my dude type stuff, man. Seriously. All right, Justin, let's do some mellowing out a bit. Let's just pick the brain real quick, because we got a busy day, all right? We got some fan questions, because we know, like I said before, believers are there for you.
Yep.
I'm gonna throw three of them your way. This comes from at official Tabitha, dude. How many tracks are on the new album?
There's a regular album and there's a deluxe.
Okay.
Right, so I think the deluxe probably has like 18 songs or something. I don't know.
I'd love that.
16?
I'm cool. Yeah. However you want to give us, dog. I'm saying, even if it was like five on the EP, would be dope.
Stuff that are exclusives and whatnot.
All right, this comes from at Nikki Loves Beebs 3 on Twitter. What's your favorite part about meeting fans? Favorite part about meeting fans? You really embrace that a lot.
Favorite part about meeting fans? Seeing the joy.
Yeah.
Like the authentic joy that they get by being around me. It's like, it feels so awesome. But I also know not to accept their love, like,
yeah,
because once you start being about that, then when people start hating you or start you're just so invested in what people think and
yep.
what people that it just brings you to a weird place. So at this point, I love my fans and I enjoy it and I like embrace it, but It's not what you're driving.
So that's yeah.
who I am, right?
I feel you. This is the last one from Dorian. This is a dope one. I like this because I want to know. Off of Facebook, he wants to know, what's the new trick that you're trying to master on your board right now, your skateboard?
I'm trying to land a tray flip.
Explain that, because to
me, it's a 360 flip. So you flip the board 360, yeah. and you flip it and you twist it.
Yeah, dude, come on,
all the way around. So the other day I was practicing, I was doing it, and then all these fans got around me. I was doing this trick. I've never landed it, so I'm trying. So obviously there's paparazzi and stuff there, and they put up this article saying, "Oh, Justin Bieber skateboarding the streets and he's not very good, right? Because I'm missing this trick over and over. But I'm trying a new trick that I've never tried ever.
Yeah. You think Tony Hawk landed the 900 by just going and hitting the half pipe once?
So I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me! Like, this is what you're writing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hanging out with my fans and enjoying the time, and you're gonna write, yeah, Justin Bieber's. He's skating, but he's not really good. He's not that good. He sucks,
dude.
Actually.
And that's part of that's part of the thing for me, man. It's like, you know, to be able to persevere through all that nonsense, all that BS, and to give us a hit track, give us a song that's number one in billions of countries, that was the first to go, you know, on the Hot 100, is staying there. The album's gonna follow up. The platinum plaques are coming that way. And to know that you are in the spot and in the position, in the place now in your life that you're ready to gracefully accept this kind of stuff, dog, is
ready.
Is what it is.
Ready. Let's crush it.